After all this talk, I think it's time for some music. And this week, our Double J feature album brings us sounds from South Africa. Egoli, I'm not sure if I've said that correctly, is the fifth installment from African Express, which is a music collective that brings together musicians from different cultures, genres and generations to offer a new perspective on Africa and its music. Africa Express travelled to South Africa in January last year and completed this new electronic album in just 7 days. Zan Rowe is here to tell us more about it. Hi, Zan.
Hi, Fran.
Africa Express. What kind of music do they make?
In short, non-Western pop music. So there is a huge music scene in South Africa in particular, a very big dance music scene, and Damon Albarn has put this project together for many, many years, has pretty much tapped into a whole bunch of US and UK artists to collaborate with a 20-strong cast of local producers, musicians, singers, and dance party aficionados to bring in, I guess, a whole lot of genres that maybe here in Australia and particularly in the Western world, we wouldn't be aware of. But what it translates to is just really wonderful pop. It's a dance record.
It's a dance record. The man behind it, you mentioned this music collective, is Damon Albarn. How did all this get started?
Damon is a guy who's been a long-time collaborator. Many people would know him as the frontman for Blur. He's also the guy behind the Gorillaz project. But over 13 years, what he tried to do all the way back when he started Africa Express was, I guess, try and create more of a level collaborative playing field. Because as we know, that collaboration between Western and African artists hasn't always sat very well. It's often been named cultural appropriation. But he's trying to right those wrongs of the past and make it a truly collaborative approach. So the sort of collective is also a non-profit organisation, and all the Western artists take part in it for free. They give their time for free, but the African musicians who work on these projects are paid, and then all the profits from the sale of this album and the shows that they do go to the artists and the promotion of African music. So it is very much a collaborative affair, but it hasn't got the same sort of cultural mining that some of these projects have had in the past.
Okay, say the album's name for me, can you, Zan?
I think it's Egoli. I think that
Egoli.
Yeah, okay.
Are we going to hear from it?
We're going to hear a song called The River, which features the wonderful Mahatala Queens, which, I mean, if you've been to any sort of Worm Adelaide Festival in the last 20 years or so, you probably would have recognised them. They've been around since 1964. Again, another great, I guess, example of this collaboration between legendary South African artists and the more kind of cutting-edge contemporary producers and musicians around today. This is a song called The River.
Thanks, Zan.
Thanks,
Let's hear it. The River by Africa Express.
Chichina, musulmane. Ventana, soto, tufa, wenju.
The River by Africa Express, featuring their new album, Egoli, this week. Thanks to Zan Rowe, host of Double J's Mornings, for bringing that along to us. We're going to love that record, I can tell already.